It is time to take you on the road to 2023. Welcome to the flagship program covering the 2023 general elections right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Every Saturday by 8 a.m. we bring updates on the elections from the candidates to the voters and other related issues. My name is Sam Oracle Chinedu. Today, let's talk electoral intimidation in River State. I'll take it again. Electoral intimidation in River State. In one or two editions in the past, we talked about electoral violence in the state with a view to maintaining peace before, during, and after the elections in the state. Particularly, we focused on the executive orders 21 and 22 and how it could likely affect the peaceful elections in Rivers. In the course of the week, the APC Campaign Council in River State lamented how the Eche Local Government Council ordered the shutdown of the Tipa Park used by the APC to hold its campaign rally. Also this week, there was an explosion at a traditional ground in Malwan Axet where the APC held its rally. The police responded by saying there was no explosion at the venue. Police spokesperson in the state, Grace Iringa Koko, said the incident was a dispute, just a little, fracas here, between two factions of the Rumuwoji Community Development Committee, the CDC, who owned the playground rented by the APC for the campaign, adding that it was not a conflict between political parties and the rally was not halted as police reinforcements were deployed to the area. Well, I have a story to tell connected to this. So brace yourself, keep your ears peeled. I need your attention because this story has many chapters. You ready? Once upon a time, the APC spokesperson in River State, Darlington Wunju, criticized the stance of the police on this particular incident.
So it is very, very preposterous and most unprofessional for the police to dismiss our claim because the persons who are injured are there, the evidence of injury and the impact on the venue is there. So it's regrettable for the police to say.
All right. So that same Darlington Wunju insists that there was a disturbance preceded by an explosion which left six people injured. He said one of the injured had to undergo a surgery.
As we speak now, two persons are critically injured as a result of the twin explosive devices that were set off against the APC supporters at the rally venue today in Port Harcourt. In fact, one of them had a surgery procedure performed on her this afternoon. One Ms. Hope Isaac from Kukwama community was 20 of Port Harcourt City local government area. And in fact, 15 shrapnels of the IED was extracted from body.
Wow. Well, the Hope Isaac in question, who underwent surgery, and two others seen with bandages on their legs at the venue of the rally, spoke to newsmen.
I was sitting down, he was 20. I had the bullet, I was sat down. Before I know the thing, it landed on my leg.
With my fellow crew, we came for a campaign. They threw over that gun or that right in front of me. That's at my leg has broken. I couldn't hear anything.
So I was just sitting down. Before I knew it, all I heard was a bang. Before I got this engine up, I think some people threw something which I can't really identify. But I knew there was something there. Because it was a serious bang. And even my right ear is affected.
All right. Also, the spokesperson of the APC Campaign Council, Sogbeyi Eli, alleged that the PDP sponsored the attack on the APC campaign. In a statement, he said the hoodlums who attacked the venue of their rally were led by the mayor of Port Harcourt, Olwell Ihunwo, and former mayor of Port Harcourt, Victor Ihonwa. He accused Governor Wike of setting the tone for political violence with Executive Orders 21 and 22. And let's flip to the next chapter of this interesting story. River State Police Commissioner Okun Efiong says the police has no power to determine the legality of the Executive Orders 21 and 22 signed by the River State Governor. CP Efiong said anybody or political party that has issues with the orders should seek redress in the court of law. He said it's only the political parties that have refused to challenge the orders that are having issues with the state government.
What was my reaction towards Executive Order 21? No reaction. If any of them not comfortable with the Executive Order, they should go to the court and seek redress. And that is why it is called that most of the parties in the field have not been seen. Because the moment you go to court, while the court determines it or not, nobody touches you. So perhaps those who are still having issues are those who are refusing to go to court and to do anything. I just wait to say, we don't agree, we don't agree. And it's the last way of doing a lot of things. So when somebody teaches you in the way you don't like, just go to court. Any action he does, why the case is sustained, for something to do. So nobody wants to do anything.
Now, the River State Police Commissioner said the police is determined to ensure that peace is maintained during campaigns in the state. That's the end of chapter 2 of this story. Now, chapter 3. Some traders around the Rumuwoji market giving their eyewitness reports say that there were gunshots and explosions at the venue of the APC rally. They also said they saw the mayor of Port Harcourt City local government area, Orwell Ihunda, and some members of the community as they attempted to stop the rally. The traders said the mayor escaped after some people turned on him. One of the traders spoke on this.
One guy from the community will be APC, come push the door open, say, make all of them come inside. And they come inside, nine bullets from this back, come they fire this side. Short time, they come through, time on it. They take one wound, one woman for here. Now I show you this, so now me will give you the authentic thing we have. One woman for here, one man for here. Mayor of Botakot. As they come now, they come, they push and they beat her. So you go enter inside the police police with the they come cover her. So the mayor, they tell them, say they don't want anything rally. Police go and rescue her.
Another trader gave a similar account of what she saw.
Just they look them, committee boys everywhere. Elders, they don't go enter here. You know, it's all that come. They say, well, enter. Bring the year gone on the back of the baggage. You know, what you hear now, boom, send a diamond, and they stone that thing. Also, that diamond, one man, and that thing wound here, which is there, I see with my clear eye. So now, the man, what can come here yesterday, you know, this is nothing, no. They don't need no money, they don't need campaign, they don't need ABC campaign, they don't need getting down start to. Okay, they beat the man, no. You know, to the man that escape, why he use run? I just not even as he use come on, that people don't even know how he use.
All right. Now, shortly, we'll flip the pages to chapter 4 of this story. We're very close to a break, so I should introduce my guest before we go on that break. JC Williams, Esquire, APC stakeholder. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, my brother.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Now, the focus for this morning, I'm sure you already know, electoral intimidation in River State. There's a lot to talk about.
That's correct.
We'll have that conversation after the break. Stay with me.
Politicking.
Track the politics.
Listen to the candidates.
Keep tabs on their campaign promises.
Follow the views of those who agree.
And the reviews of those who don't.
Understand the outcomes.
On Road 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. You are on Road to 2023.
Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Orkuchinedu. Now, this morning, we're talking electoral intimidation in Rivers State. And we have shared a story about an alleged explosion at an APC rally where people are claiming it's different things. Taking three chapters of the story before the break. And now it's time for the very final chapter. If I have conversations with my guest. Now, CDC chairman of Rumuoji, Ikewi Godo, dismissed claims by the police in River State that the community has a factionalized leadership.
It's very unfortunate that police misinterpret the information. There is no faction in Rumuoji. Rumuoji is headed by Ike Wigodo. Nobody has claimed to be chairman of Rumuoji. After the election, some persons went to court. All I know, the court has not given any order. Has not restrained me from acting. So I'm surprised that the police is coming and they say that the community is factionalized. No, community is not factionalized.
The CDC chairman, the Rumuoji CDC chairman, explained that the case was an issue of some persons who are members of PDP trying to protest the decision of the community to rent the playground to the APC.
The issue is not about the community, it's not about payment of fee, 200,000 naira, no, as police allege. The issue is politics. It's unfortunate that majority members of my executive are members of PDP. And in October, community agreed that any political party that want to use our playground, Rumuoji playground, should pay the sum of 200,000 naira. On Tuesday, APC came and paid the sum of 200,000 naira.
All right. Well, I think there's another chapter to this story. Meanwhile, the mayor of Port Harcourt City Local Government Area, Orwell Ihunda, denied that he went to the venue of the APC rally to disrupt it. Mr. Ihunda, through his media aide, said the mayor got a security report that youths of opposing factions in the community are in a struggle to gain access into the community playground. He said the mayor, along with security agencies, were only on ground to prevent a breakdown of law and order. He said on arrival at the venue, it was discovered that some members of the Rumuoji community who had earlier made payments to use the playground were being prevented from using the place by some APC members in connivance with the CDC chairman. Another chapter. Also, the PDP campaign council in River State says the party had nothing to do with the incident, which happened at a venue of a rally organized by the APC in Port Harcourt. The director of publicity and communications of the council, Ogbonna Wuke, said the PDP is a peaceful party.
The police in River State has explained that no other political party came anywhere near the venue of the APC rally. The police has further explained that there was a rift over money paid by the APC to the Rumuoji community. It is surprising that after the police offered a comprehensive explanation on the matter, the APC will address the press to reel out accusations that are based on falsehood. Independent investigation shows that neither the current chairman of Port Harcourt City local government nor his predecessor in office was anywhere near the venue of the rally.
And the final chapter, I promise you, I really do. This time is the final chapter. Governor Wike said the crisis was between two factions in the Rumuoji community, and this was because the APC did not address their demand adequately.
The federal local government, as IYM secretary, I heard their rally. You never talk to them. Why wouldn't that be our business when they go to Rumuoji playground, small playground, to go and do rally? They went and paid money when they know the community is in faction and they have a problem. They now said it's PDP. We didn't do anything when you went to say. We didn't do anything when you went to put it. It's in Port Harcourt. Does it make sense? If you know you are not prepared for election, go home and rest.
All right. But that's the story. I hope you caught all of it. More importantly, I hope you understand. There's a bit of confusion happening in my head, but I believe you have more clarity than I do. JC Williams, Esquire, APC stakeholder, joins me to have this conversation. Good morning, Mr. Williams.
Good morning, my very good friend.
How are you doing?
Very fine, thank you.
All right. Thanks for making the time. So this is where we are, and it's an interesting story you just heard, which I'm sure you have information about, thanks to your affiliation with the APC. What do you make of all of this? What is your assessment? What is your judgment? What is your opinion? What do you know? What do you have? What do you think?
Thank you for this opportunity. First and foremost, I want to thank Rivers people. I want to thank Rivers people for standing up to say enough is enough. It's not all about APC. This is not about APC. If you were at the Rumuwoji community playground,
mm-hmm.
or if you further carry out your investigation, like you heard from the market women and men there, it's not about APC, it's about Rivers people. People came to resist madness. People came to put a stop to impunity. It's not just about APC people. Market women, market men, community, whether you are APC or not, people came and said, no, this can't continue to happen in Rivers State. So, I am very grateful to Rivers people. Is it, we'll be trivializing it if we say APC. No! My brother, it was a Rivers fight. Rivers people, Rivers State people say, look, you said these people are not on ground. You said you have done everywhere is projects. There's no other party here. It's just you. Why don't you leave them? Let us see.
So what were what were they fighting for?
That is it. Let me tell you something.
No, what were the Rivers people fighting for?
Rivers people are fighting that, look, give us space. Let's have an alternative. Leave these people. Let's hear them. Let's hear what they have for us who are sick and tired of war. Fight or finish. We are sick and tired of it. Let's hear these other people and compare and contrast. That is what Rivers people are asking for. You know, there is this saying that when the witch cries at night and then the child dies in the morning, do you need to go to consult anybody to know what killed the child? The present mayor of Port Harcourt City Council and the immediate past mayor, of course, I don't blame them. They have to impress their paymaster. They came thinking that it's going to be business as usual as it was in 2015. To stop. You know, my brother, they said the order 21, order 22, executive order. You don't have to take government property. Blah, 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 blah. You do that. We say, no problem. APC say, we don't want war. And then started approaching communities. Community graciously gave them space. Why don't you allow them? Now, if they knew that APC was going to resort to approaching community, they would have also added that community space should come to government to apply to get community space. So in all of this, what we are saying is APC is a peace-loving, law-abiding party. But you know what? 2015 is not 2023. We will be peaceful. We will continue to be peaceful. But if you think that when you come with this attitude, then we run away. Oh, no. You've got it wrong this time.
Okay.
Nobody has monopoly of violence.
No. Hold on. Before that last statement. Now, the good thing about the mayor of Port Harcourt part that you mentioned is we do not have to speculate his side because he has put out a statement. So it's one word against another. I'll take that part again. The mayor of Port Harcourt City, Alwell Ihunda, has denied that he went to the venue of the APC rally to disrupt it. Mr. Ihunda, through his media aide, said the mayor got a security report that the youths of the opposing factions in the community are in a struggle to gain access. And so he said the mayor, alongside with security agencies, were there to prevent a breakdown of law and order. On arrival, it was discovered members of the community who had earlier made payment to use the playground were prevented from using the place by APC members in connivance with the CDC chairman. So it is the word of PDP against the word of APC, with the word of police one side. If this were a case in court, irrespective of what the fact, the truth is, there is a right to fair hearing.
That's correct.
You'd listen to every part. And I'm glad you're a lawyer. So it is still within the realm of allegedly. A huge part of this story would have to be told with the word allegedly attached. They allegedly will come before, in between, and after. So while you are here celebrating the people defending what they believe is their democracy, and whether or not you have a point, you have to understand that there's another side to the story. And there is the need, not the want, to listen to all sides. Now the mayor has spoken, said I was not there to disrupt. And I'm saying this in response to you saying that he has to do the bidding of his paymaster.
That's correct. Let me tell you something, my brother. You see, the fact speaks for itself.
Okay.
You just played the voice of a market man who said, this thing happened, this is my shade, this thing happened. He said that the mayor came. And of course, the mayor has not denied that he didn't come. Mayor said he came, he has security report. Mayor of Port Harcourt under the platform of PDP had security report before the police. And he came. You see, when we tell some lie, when lie becomes so disjointed, it makes mess of the whole thing. A mayor came, he had security report, security breach. And he came. He also heard the chairman of the Rumuwoji community. It's not us. It's not APC speaking. This is the chairman of Rumuwoji community saying that, look, that the problem is that nobody expected that the APC people came on Tuesday and paid. But that the problem is that most of his ESCO are PDP members. And of course, they want to please their paymaster that, oh, they did something. They should the place. They did that. Otherwise, my brother, in a setting, in an organization where you have heard from the chairman of that organization, who again do you want to hear from? You know, all of this, you have heard the village, what they call it, the market women. This is not APC. That's why I say I thank Rivers people for standing up. So, the summary of this whole thing, my brother, is that the PDP never expected that they could see what they are seeing.
The thing is,
see what happened in Emoha yesterday, my brother.
There's a smile on your face while you're making this.
Yes, picture. You know why I'm smiling? You know why I'm smiling? Because a man boasted, a demigod of River State, boasted that there is no party called APC here. He has conquered. He is that. All of a sudden, the same no party is now causing tsunami in River State. The fear of the unknown is what is happening. Fear of, oh, you mean these people are like this? My brother, if you were in Emoha yesterday, you will be shocked that, oh, is this River State? So don't mind what some of us come here and say, oh, there's no this party. We are dizzy. We are on ground. We have beauty this. We are big. Wait. This is January. It's not far from now. The Rivers people will speak. So let them continue to impress their paymasters. There's no problem. Of course, I don't want them to lose their job either. Let them continue. But like I said, this is River State. Nobody is running from this state.
Okay.
We will be here. We will fight it out here. We are not the people that say fight to finish. Our own is a Rivers people. It's not APC. Rivers people this time have decided to fight, to make a change.
Well, the good thing is there is a right way to fight. And it is with the PVC. It is with the
process. That's correct.
It's with the process going well. And so saying what you said earlier, exclusivity of violence, that's definitely not a way to fight. But let's look at the police.
You know, when you push a man so much, you push a man to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, my brother.
The man goes to court.
The man goes to court. And let me just tell you,
Let
me tell
you something.
You know why they do this thing? I'm a lawyer, like you know. You know, somebody will see evil. You want to do it. And then you say, go to court. Because you know, the legal process is here.
Explain it to me.
Fine. When you file an action today, it's not decided today. If you file an action today, it's not decided tomorrow. So the point is that why you see them saying, oh, order 21, if you are not okay with it, go to court. If you go to court, then you will remain in court.
So are you faulting the judiciary which you represent?
I am not. But let me, what I'm telling you, that this is a deliberate attempt to make people to feel that the court is not working.
Is that an excuse? Is that an excuse to take laws into your hands?
It's not. Nobody's taking the laws into his hand. That is why we didn't go to court It's okay. It's order of the state government. It's order of the state government. Let us come to the community. Take your stadium. Take your government school. We are not coming. We are not coming to court. Because even if we go to court, you know what is happening now? Do we have money? APC, do we have money?
Okay.
Anyway, we thank God for the Court of Appeal of Nigeria.
Now, Mr. Williams, do you believe that the police have the mandate to protect lives and property?
That's correct. Very well.
Do you also believe that the police is non-partisan?
That's correct.
The police is not APC. It's not PDP.
That's correct.
It's not whatever party.
Yes.
Now, that same police that you believe are supposed to be neutral have come out to give a version of the story that is completely different.
That's correct.
From what the eyewitnesses have said.
Yes.
Or in the context of this conversation, and as you have put it, as what Rivers people have said. What do you make of this?
Put simplicity, police is me and you. It's security, it's investigation, it's going to the grassroots, finding out things. Yet, they are still Nigerians. Let me use this opportunity to appeal to my brother, C.P. Okone. You see, C.P. Okone came to Rivers State to work for Rivers people.
Okay.
I give it to him. I know him. But on this matter, it's unfortunate that he was misinformed.
How do you know this?
Yes. You know, why I say this? When he say eyewitness, he just repeated, he say eyewitness. Eyewitness have come to say this is what we saw. The police commissioner was never an eyewitness. Even if you come to court, they will ask you, this thing you are saying, this evidence you are giving, is it what you were told? And if it is what you are told, the law will call it hearsay. It's different from one an eyewitness is telling you, this is what I saw. That is why I said, you see, C.P. Okone, haven't heard from the eyewitness. I know that if you go back to him now on this matter, he will hear a different thing.
Okay.
You will hear a different thing. So I want to appeal to him to please be well informed before making this kind of statement.
I'll respond to the hearsay you talk about. The thing is, we have to take calls. We definitely have to take calls. We don't have time. It's not happening. 070-0923-0923. Our focus this morning is electoral intimidation in Rivers State. Barrister Williams is excited for Rivers people. It's also important to add that. Please go straight to the point. Time is not a luxury we can afford. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, my brother, man.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Good News. I'm calling from Portsmouth.
Go ahead, Good News.
Good to you, Barrister Williams. If I had my way, I could have given you a bottle of drink to chill yourself for speaking the truth.
Please go straight to the point.
Yes. I think what is happening generally in Rivers State is just fear of the unknown. They don't believe that APC, if I told you to tell people that APC is like a bottomless pit. When you think you've taken one, there are other seven that is coming out that have the heart to make sure that they stand on the truth. And the worst thing is that the most people know the truth. Just about what they are shouting, they are doing road, they are doing. You say you're on ground. You are still afraid. Look at what happened in Saga. The injured people and the commissioner of police and the governor, it's like they wrote the script together. But the truth is glaring. Okay, how many persons have the commissioner of police arrested? Those particles that broke, that busted, they said there was nothing like explosion. But there are particles around. Has they picked up those particles to investigate, to carry for forensic if it is really an explosion? And up till now, we said who all came. We mentioned names of persons. Has we heard that the commissioner of police have invited any of them for questioning? Allegedly that they did not or not. I think, and people have shot gone up, they were shooting gone to scare people away. What up till now that the commissioner of police thought about it? Yeah, the government went and was saying that people are fighting. They should keep staring. Rivers people knows the truth. We will come and take over Rivers State with our votes. Enough is enough. No! Some of us are not promoted. My father, my parents, is gratuity up to today. Agriculture in one point. Look at Shins Company beyond Osobia. Yeah, beyond Osobia, Shins Company there has been destroyed. Up to now, what is happening? $117 billion question they're asking for what happened today. Right. Cannot tell us exactly what that money is.
Well, that's as much as we can take from that particular call. We take another break. We return. Stay with us. Welcome back. It still is Road to 2023 on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Samuel Kuchinedu. I have on the phone the CDC chairman of Rumuwoji, Ike Wigodo, joining me. Good morning, Mr. Wigodo.
Good morning, brother.
Thank you for making the time.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right. So we don't have a lot of time. Straight to the point. With the incident that happened at the APC rally, there are so many sides. But now the police has said that there is a community faction. We also got statements from you talking about some of the PDP escorts answering to some master and not being, you know, in agreement with other escorts. We'd like to get very clearly from you. What exactly is the situation with the factionalization of the ESCO as you spoke about?
Well, let me reinstate for clarity.
All right.
And for people to know the true position of things. Rumuwoji community is not factionalized.
Okay.
The community is united under my leadership. My name is Ike Wigodo. I believe many majority of people know me. If at all anybody that was supposed to protest is supposed to be the candidate of Port Harcourt City Constituency 3, Dickens Wallow, he was one of those who went to court. After election was held, the court never gave any order or restraining me from acting. So where does the factionalization came? Yes, there's no doubt we are in court. But I still remain the chairman because there is no court order to that effect. So nobody will say that Rumuwoji is factionalized. He would have protested that the money, 200,000 naira, we agreed in October by any political party that wants to use the police. Should not be paid to the community council.
Okay, so let's get rid of the word faction. The differences in your exco, the obvious differences, how could it have spilled over into the event at the APC rally?
Yes, let me bring this to your notice. I initially didn't want to make things known, but a lot of issues have come in. Yes, the issue is that when the APC indicated interest to use the place, and I ordered that the 200,000 naira we agreed to be paid to the community, and some person from PDP called me and said, look, I shouldn't collect that money. The community shouldn't collect that money. I said, no, that is what we agreed. And they said, okay, they wanted to use the wall. They also want to use the wall. I said, any party that paid first, we have the access to use the playground. And we were all there when APC brought the money and paid. And the financial secretary, who is also a member of PDP, issued him a receipt. So why would they not deny that it is fractionalized? Community is fractionalized. Community is not part of all the crisis. It's just some members of the of my ESCO and members of the community who are members of PDP. They want to disrupt the election, the rally. And I told them it cannot. We should allow everybody to exercise his right. Any political party that wants to organize rally should come and do the necessary thing. And that was what we agreed in October. I was surprised that this came up. And it's very unfortunate that my community is coming in a bad light at this moment of the elections that we are planning to.
All right.
But it's the same thing. It's okay. We thank God. We give God the glory that nobody died and everything went successfully.
Well, thank you very much, for your time, Mr. Wigodo. We truly appreciate it. Have a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you very much.
This story, as I said earlier, has many chapters. I'm still going to take calls. Mr. Williams.
Yes.
Your thoughts.
Is it my final thoughts?
Yes, sir. Okay. It has to head in that direction.
Yes. I want to appeal to Rivers people to remain steadfast, to use their PVC, and then correct this anomaly that is happening in Rivers State. And I also want to encourage the committed APC members in Rivers State. There is no cause for alarm. Today we are going to Ogbolo for campaign. Go, nothing will happen.
Are you using my platform to promote APC?
No. I'm an APC stalwart.
I'm not received. So for you to talk to the people of Rivers.
Yes.
Tell them what you think they need to know. APC business will be handled.
That's correct. It's okay.
APC.
My apologies. Yes. Rivers people should continue to do the right thing like they did at Rumu Hoji community. Stand for the truth, use your PVC, and then correct the rubbish that is happening in River State. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
I'm out. I think that's the best way to end this. I am out of here.